Well, we're having a peace conference on the first Sunday in December, and it's really shaping up. We're getting a lot of people who are participating, not just coming in as listeners, but participants. So I'm very excited by it. But we are also going to start an intenders group once a month, and we'll talk about that later. However, the peace conference, I think we need to set I'd like for us to start setting an intention to really think about what is required in the peace process, what is required individually, what is required through prayer. So I will probably gear some of the Sunday songs with that in mind. And this one I have sung before. It's by a Canadian songwriter, singer, Bonnie St. Croix, and it's called You Are the Reason. And every phrase, almost every phrase, starts with if you could. How often we go through the day, oh, if I could only. And so I want these to kind of trigger the thought of instead of if, it can either be when or something more conclusive. So if you could just kind of put that little thought in your mind. You could take silence and let them be words. If you could take children, let them be heard. If you could take war and let it be peace, the sun would rise on a world that's free. If you could take shame and turn it to pride, if you could shine light on places you hide, if you could bring soldiers back to their lover's arms, the sun would rise on a peaceful morn. If you could take earth and heal all her wounds, know every small step is gonna help it come true. If you could see beauty in everyone's eyes, then you are the reason for the sun to rise. If we could begin to think how it would feel to slow down the pace now, to let yourself heal, to love that there's difference, to love that there's same. One by one in the world now, we can make it change. We'll make it change. If you could take silence, let them be words. If you could take children and let them be heard. If you could take war and let it be peace, the sun would rise on a world that's free.
How beautiful. How wonderful. That's just a little example of what we're going to have on the first weekend in December. And now it is with great pleasure that I want to present to you the speaker of the day. And I want to talk a little bit about his wife, too, Reverend Barney and Reverend Barbara. And when I thought of them going to be on today, that's when I decided we should sing the Sweet, Sweet Spirit song, because they have a presence that is so sweet. And with a name like Barney, how could you not love Barney? But anyway, they both are spiritualist ministers, healers, and mediums, and they both have a gift that you all have experienced, and they have a love that shines. And so now I present to you Reverend Barney Thomas.
Bonnie was hard enough to follow. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I always start my talks by saying, if you hear anything intelligent, it's your own fault. And today is no exception. Who out there knows what the word minister means? Please?
To serve.
Servant. Yes, exactly. Thank you. We are all servants, not just the people that sit up here and have titles. So with that in mind, I would like to speak to my brothers and sisters this morning. When I speak, I like to tell stories because I remember stories forever, and I think it's a good way to explain something. I'm going to borrow a story this morning to bring to you. It comes from a CD on forgiveness, and it's about a woman in Baltimore whose son was killed as part of a gang initiation. The boy who killed her son was trying to get into a gang, and as part of the initiation, he had to kill somebody, and he did, and he got caught. And he was tried and convicted, and at his sentencing, the mother of the boy who was shot stood up and said, "I'm going to kill you," and sat down. So I think the boy that was convicted was 14 or 15 years old, and he went to prison. And because he had been living on the streets, he had no one to visit. So after a while, after a few months, the mother of the boy, I'll just call her the mother from now on, who died, the mother came to visit him, and she gave him some money and some cigarettes. And he said she could come back, so she did. And she continued to see him throughout his stay in prison. I think it was 6 or 7 years. And at the end of that time, when he was due to be released, she said, "Do you have any place to go?" The boy said, "No, I don't know anybody." And she said, "Well, I have a room in my house. Why don't you come and live in my house?" And so he did. And after he'd been there for a little while, she said, "Do you have a job?" He said, I don't know anybody." And she said, "Well, I know somebody who might be willing to give you a job." So she set that up too, and she got him a job. I think it was 9 months or a year after he'd been living there, she sat him down one day, and she said, "Do you remember the day when you were sentenced and I stood up in court and said, 'I'm going to kill you'?" And the boy said, "Yes." He said, "How could I forget something like that?" And she said, "Well, I have. You're not the same boy that was convicted." She said, "I've lost my son, and if you will allow me, I'd like to adopt you now." And she did. Who are we in that story? Are we the boy that was killed? Are we the boy that pulled the trigger? Are we the mother? Who are we? What would you say? Yes, thank you. All of the above. Because in our lives, we do some things that are foolish. In our lives, we are so-called the victim of circumstances. And most of all, we are the forgiver, the person with vision who sees beyond the circumstances, as this woman did, and says, "I will make something better out of this." At every moment in our lives, And especially when things are difficult, we have a decision, and that is, what do we choose? If you listen to Louise Hay, she says, I accept myself exactly as I am. If you listen to the Buddhists, they say, hate only begets hate. Love overcomes all. And so on. That's the truth of our being. We make a decision, as she did, when she stood up and said, I'm going to kill you. What an incredible sense of vision. But I don't speak of her as if she's someone to be made into a saint, because she and all of us are one. That ability to forgive, that ability to love, the ability to choose in the moment, love. If you read The Course in Miracles, it says at one point, it says a lot of things, beautiful things to remember, but it says at one point, I can choose peace rather than this. We can even shorten that to say, I choose love at this moment. Another story. As many of you know, my wife and I have a daughter in spirit. She passed when she was about a little bit less than 17. And we went to a school assembly at graduation time, and there were a couple of families there who gave modest scholarships to people going on in various fields. And Barbara and I and our son gave a scholarship to a child who was going on in special education. One of the other parents, couples, and their three children came up, and they wanted to present a scholarship also, and I forget what they were going on in, because they had lost a daughter to an asthma attack. I think the daughter was 15, 16 years old. If you had seen this family standing in front of this assembly, your hearts would have broken, because it was a year at least after the event, and it looked like it had happened yesterday. And I'll never forget that, because it made it so clear what the difference is between people who understand that we are spirits with a body, that we will continue, and that life happens for a reason, between whatever philosophy they embraced. Clearly, it wasn't one that gave them peace. And I wanted to talk to these people, of course, and say, you know, your daughter didn't die. Your daughter still exists. The chances are so good that she was met by somebody when she passed over, and she was taken to a place where she could learn and grow, and you will see her again. And you will, if you're open to it, you'll very likely see her in dreams or a vision of some sort. I never got the chance to say that. But what I'd like to say about the story is, the truth does set us free. Barbara and I and our son were freed to heal because of our understandings that we had gathered so many years before even our daughter was born. The last story I'd like to tell you is a little more upbeat. This has been a little bit tough. It's about a church service we went to in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. It was at a Catholic church, and we had heard that there was a priest there who was a very engaging speaker, so we wanted to go and hear what he had to say. And as we sat down in the pews quite early, I looked around, and the place was filling up. They probably had room for maybe 400 people there. By the time it was time for the service to start, there were teenagers lining the walls, and that's when I knew something special was going on. And I still remember one of them. He had an AC/DC t-shirt on, a little casual for service, but I'd rather see him there with a t-shirt on than not at all. And when the priest, after the music and so on, when the priest opened his mouth, he said three words, and I said to myself, I know why people are here. Can you guess what those three words are? What was it? Very close. God loves you. And I thought, couldn't ask for anything better, and now I know why people are standing up against the walls to come here and listen. We are creators, just we are God. We are creators just as God. In my first story, we had a woman who created forgiveness, or who brought the love inside of her out. This truth sets us free. And God is love. That was our first meditation when Barbara and I were studying metaphysics at a place called Psychic Science Temple of Metaphysics. And God is love. Our teacher was told to do that by that meditation by one of his spirit guides. And being an order follower, he did it for 10 years. And his guide finally said, okay, that's enough now. It's a beautiful truth. If you go into a Christian Science church or sanctuary, I don't know if they use the word church, on the back wall in gold letters is God is love. And we are creators, and the truth does set us free. God bless you all. Thank you.